Hey sailors, I'm Justin.
And I'm Marcella.
And this is Sailor Manga, the podcast where you become the true sailor guardians of manga by reading some of our favorites and reviewing them to our heart's content. Almost got there. Happy manga day, Marcella. How the hell are you?
I'm enjoying a lovely cough that my husband gifted to me.
Ugh, gotta love it. That spousal interaction, you know.
The I get it. Germ sharing.
The germ sharing. Yeah.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's cold here, but otherwise it's pretty good. I'll take cold over excruciating heat any day. So
it's been the best kind of cold weather here because it's been I'm trying to think what it is in yours. What temperature is it there? You said it was 18.
Yeah, it's about 18 degrees right now.
Yeah, it was 18 degrees, which is -5, I think. But it's been like clear blue skies and the sun's been out, and I'm like, this is when I like the sun. When I can't feel the heat of it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just been energizing me.
We got like 6 inches of snow, so the snow's still around. Schools were out for the entire week, at least for Alan anyway. So lots of snow. The snow's still around. It's starting to melt only because like the sun didn't come out till this weekend. So
yeah,
but it's nice to see the snow. I love seeing the light from the sun reflect off the snow and into the house because it makes the house so bright, which is nice. So yeah, it's been nice.
We haven't had any snow. I want snow because I want to be able to work from home more.
Yeah,
the trains, to because it doesn't take much to have the trains come to a complete standstill in this country. It's terrible. Yeah. It's like rain, no trains. Snow, no trains. Intense heat, no trains. So
wind, any excuse. Nope, too much.
Oh yeah, because then it will blow things onto the tracks. Oh, it's really windy at the moment, actually. There's some kind of storm warning. So
okay,
so maybe my wish will come true.
All right, y'all. Today we are reading chapter 7 of Rose and Blood. But before we do that, we got a subtle moon news. So Marcella, what you got?
You sounded so southern saying that.
I know, I did.
So I'm kind of back into the swing of things at work now. Although I did have a night out planned on Friday, which got cancelled. So the best type of plan. I was so excited. I was looking forward to the night out, but when it got cancelled, I was like, oh, I'm skipping to the train station, feeling like the main character. What else has been going on? I'm still reading. Oh, my little BTS calendar finally turned up. I think we mentioned this, but I order the same calendar style each year or for the last 3 years that I've been a fan of theirs. And year one, and I'm going to like try and rotate the different members. The ones I care about. So year one, I had Jimin, and then year two, I had V. And this year I have Jungkook.
Nice.
So yeah, very cute. But I've just been reading. Still, my reading fest continues. Haven't picked up Akatar or Aka. Which one was I on?
Aka.
Aka.
I know Mist and Fury you'd already finished, so it's the one after.
Oh, right. So it's Aka War. So I'm on Aka War.
There it is.
But I've paused reading that. Darren started reading book one. So I'm enjoying his updates. Nice. So we had a little chat yesterday and he was telling me where he was up to, and I was like, okay. But I've been reading, I'm still on my Ice Planet Barbarians bullshit. I love them so much. So I found out that there were even more spin-off series, and some of them kind of like intertwine with the timeline of the main series.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I've had to go back a step to kind of fill in the gaps because... And I'm glad I did, because I was thinking, should I read them in the order they were published, or should I read them in the order of the story? I'm glad that I'm reading them in the order of the story, because there's been a couple of things happen in these two like spin-off things that I kind of needed to know about or would have liked to know about to enrich the main plot. Oh. So I'm on my 8th book. but the end is nowhere in sight because there's about 50 books at this point that I've got to get through. But I love it. I just love the whole well, universe. I mean, it is set in space. But I love the whole, the universe that she's built and the characters and their connections to each other. Yeah, they had a really cute little holiday story called Ice Planet Holiday. Did I tell you about it with No Poison Day?
I think you had started that one. That's the last one you had told me about.
Right. So I'd finished that one, and then the next one was Barbarian's Prize, but then I realized that I'd missed some of these little spin-offs, so I had to go back, and they were just honeymoon plots. Mm-hmm. But they were based around the couples that I've come to know and love. So I got to spend more time with them. So I'm currently reading Barbarian's Prize. So this is all new from here on out going forward.
Okay, nice.
And the main character is called Tiffany.
Tiffany.
And I think the guy that she gets together with is called Saluk or Saluk. Saluk. Saluk, I think it is. So, yeah. I mean, the formats of the books don't really change. It's like they resonate and they get together.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of sex. But there's also like things going on in the background as well that progress the story forward. But it's like this nice little template each time. And it's like, it's just become like a little comfort read at this point.
Good. That's great.
So yeah. And that's about it really. Just a couple of music mentions. But that's all my main news. What about you?
So let's see. just some stuff. So I don't think I'd mentioned it. I know I mentioned it to you, but I don't think I mentioned it last podcast. I finally got an ENT appointment.
Yes, you'd mentioned.
Still muffled ear since December. Yeah. It'll have already happened by the time that this posts. But in real time, it's this Wednesday. So I've only got about 3 more days, and hopefully it'll be gone/ they can figure out why this keeps happening to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad I was able to block the entire day off work, so I don't have to work that day, thank goodness. Because speaking of work, I won't go into detail about it. However, I've been assigned this shift, and I don't really have any say about it, and it's fucking awful. It's my company works in Central Time, so they're like, it's not that bad, but I live in Eastern, so it's an hour later than that. So my shift is 10:30 to 7, and I fucking hate it. Like, in my early 20s, it might not have been that bad, because, you know, in my early 20s, I did work a lot of second shift, a lot of 11 to 8s, a lot of 1 to 10s. I did that for years, and then I was like, I hate this. So I've worked, until now, until this god-awful shift, I'd worked first shift for the past 8 years. So to work first shift for 8 years and then all of a sudden being pushed into like a mid shift, it fucking sucks. My body is not acclimated to it at all. I haven't been sleeping very well. It's been really hard on my body because I'm not used to it. And yeah, it has further my depression.
An extra half an hour from a half an hour more than a standard working day as well.
Yeah, it's awful.
And they don't even give you half an hour. They only give you half an hour at lunch, not an hour.
Yeah, just a half an hour at lunch, yeah.
That's bullshit.
I know, right?
Where's the workers' rights in that? Because
I don't know, but what really upset me is that during training, we kept being told, like, you can negotiate your shift, your supervisor can work with you, and blah, blah, blah. And there was a girl who was supposed to be on my team that came from my same training class, but she quit, like, before we even finished training. And she was assigned the earlier shift. And so I had reached out and been like, hey, can I take over her shift since I'm in Eastern? And I think she was in Mountain Time. So Mountain Time is earlier than Central, but Eastern is later than Central. So it would have been super early for her. She would have had to work super early in the morning. Whereas for me, it's just like, it would have been 8:30 to 5, which I'm fine with. You know, that's better than 10:30 to 7. But they denied it twice. I reached out to my boss and then my boss's boss about it, and I was told I wasn't allowed to change my shift. So I'm not very happy about that. I found that out on Friday. So yeah,
not backtracking on their behalf.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, I was like, I was told I was, it would be negotiated and like, you know, for work-life balance. And all I got in response to that message was a thumbs up.
I know, the negotiation is like, so I want to change my shift up. And they're just like, no, end of negotiation.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So that was fake news. Got it. But anyway, I'm trying to look at the glass half full, which is I'm off on Wednesday. So I only have these 2 days to get through.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm focusing on. What else do we got? I think the last time that I had mentioned Desperate Housewives rewatch, I was on season 3.
Yes.
I finished season 3, season 4, and season 5, and I'm on season 6 now. Which, if that's reflective of my mental state, there you go.
Yeah.
I've been barreling through it and enjoying it. Season 6 is probably my least favorite season.
Mm.
Just because they do one of the characters really dirty, if I'm being honest.
Which one?
Catherine.
Do I know her?
She comes in season 4.
Oh, then no. I didn't get past season 3 when I watched it.
Season 4 and 5 are the best, but that's okay. Yes, they're doing Catherine dirty in season 6, and I remember it, but I'm just like, it really sucks. But that's okay. It's still good. What else have I been doing? I'm just trying to take note of everything. Oh, so there was a show on Netflix that me and Alan got obsessed with, and we binged the entire first season. It just came out. It's called The Brother's Son.
Mm-hmm.
S-U-N.
Okay.
Starring Michelle Yeoh from Crazy Rich Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once. And it's basically a story of, I believe it's Taiwanese. It's like the Taiwanese mafia.
Okay.
It's like the Taiwanese equivalent of the Yakuza, basically. So right. There's like, you know, these secret assassins and this like hierarchy. And basically it has to do with that and like the son of like one of the leaders of one of the factions. And
okay.
Michelle Yeoh plays his mom, who like took the his younger brother to America to escape that life, and you think, oh well, that's the end of the story, and it's so much more complicated than that. And it's just really good familial story, and lots of action, lots of cool characters, lots of Asian representation, and it was just really good. I just really loved it.
Okay.
The ending was,
don't tell me,
annoying. But I mean, it was a good ending. I was just annoyed by one small little detail, but that's just me. So but it was really, really good. Can't recommend it enough. Michelle Yeoh is just I just love her so much. She's so captivating whenever she's on screen. And yeah, Michelle Yeoh, that's literally the only reason that me and Alan watched it. We were like, oh, Michelle Yeoh, we're in. So
yeah.
It was really good, so highly recommend that.
I'm just on IMDb because I was looking it up. They've remade Mean Girls.
Oh, it's a musical.
Oh, stop.
So they had made the musical on Broadway, but now this is the musical.
But the musical's movie version. Practically the same story.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't wait to see the musical personally, but I haven't seen it yet.
I'm just bored of the. And apparently they're remaking Gladiator as well. I don't know. It's Gladiator 2. That's fine.
Oh,
that's fine. Okay. Why didn't they just do the musical as like a follow-on?
As like a sequel? Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
Just stop remaking movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
What else do I got? I'll do that later. Something that we just started watching but we haven't finished yet is Ruby Volume 9. Great anime that I've talked about in the past. Volume 9 finally was available on digital, because we wait till we don't watch it. It's too hard to watch while it's airing, because you have to have this certain subscription and blah 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 blah. So I just wait till it's purchasable on digital and buy the entire thing. It's just easier that way. So Volume 9 came out. This season is weird. which last season was such a, or last volume, I guess, was like so intense. And like the ending was such a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then this season starts and you're like, oh, so we're like taking a step. We're taking a breather. We're not matching that intensity, huh? So it's interesting. I think we're like a little over halfway done with it, maybe. This volume's really short compared to volume 8, because volume 8 was altogether was like 3 hours 40 minutes long, and volume 9 is like 2 hours 30 minutes. So I'm like, oh wow, this is a lot shorter. But it's interesting. Lots of character development, not lots of plot moving. The plot's not really getting progressed at all. It's more like introspective and character driven, which I'm okay with, but it was just the cliffhanger was so intense, and now it's just like, meh, we'll get to it next volume. I'm like, what? No.
How strange.
But it's still really good. I love Ruby. It's such a great story. And then lastly, before a little bit of Taylor mention, I finished Vampire Academy. I'm not sure if I mentioned that. I think I did.
You did, yeah. Did you decide to continue reading, or?
I decided not to. So I didn't read the first book. But what I did decide to read is I've had... The sequel series to Magic Knight Rayearth that I had read forever ago. It's called, as far as I know, it's called Magic Knight Rayearth 2. Because the first Magic Knight Rayearth is 3 volumes, and then Magic Knight Rayearth 2 is also 3 volumes. Yeah. And so I finished all of Magic Knight Rayearth 2. I read all 3. Because I was like, you know what? I bought these books like a year ago. I need to finish them. So I read them all. Really, really good. So different from the first series, where like the first series is like a journey, and then the second one is kind of not. It's really interesting, because the second one has a lot of like different characters, and they're also quirky and interesting, but they don't really develop them.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Not in a bad way. It's just like they're just kind of there, and you don't really learn a whole lot about them. But they're entertaining. And then it ended, like, I did not necessarily see the big reveal at the end coming. I was just like, did not see that coming at all, but sure. And then it ended really well. So it was really good. Okay. What am I going to read next? I don't know. I don't necessarily feel that like that post-series hole that I was talking about after Rayearth, but I don't know what I'm going to read next. I really don't. Am I finally going to get back into One Piece? I probably should.
until
I find something I really want to read.
Yeah,
I should probably do that. So I'll probably will do that. And then lastly, I've just got this Taylor mention that happened yesterday, but I don't know what music stuff you've got, so maybe it'll tie in.
Oh, I don't have anything Taylor related. I was just going to mention AliEx's, well, I wasn't going to mention AliEx's track because I didn't like it, but I thought you might. And then I was just going to mention that G-Idle's new track Wife came out, which we watched for. Mm-hmm. We recorded I Like It More Than You Do.
I think the song was great. Like, I'll pop to that song all day long. The video, it's okay. It's giving Team Galactica from Pokemon Diamond, but with the wigs.
I love that.
But it's okay. The video is fine. I don't hate it, but love the song. The song is a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. Ah, I didn't know that I thought you didn't like the song.
No, just the video didn't do that much for me for whatever reason. But the song is, I like the song.
Yeah, it's quite catchy, isn't it? There's something
it's
about
very
it.
Catchy. Yeah.
So interested when the album, EP, whatever it may be, comes out.
It's an album, and I think it comes out on Monday the 29th, which is wild to me. But okay, pop girls.
I would quite like a switch up.
Yeah, going against the grain.
And then the only other music news is GOT7, one of my top 3 K-pop boy bands, officially split.
Which is crazy to me.
After 10 years. And I'm kind of annoyed because I only just discovered them about a year ago. And they had a little comeback because they'd left their music label, but then they got signed to another one. They had a little comeback with an EP and now they've split up.
So they're like, that's okay, it, folks.
Wow. We get six new tracks and then that's done.
Damn.
But yeah, it's an amicable split. Jackson Wang had posted this really long statement and it was really sweet. But yeah, no more GOT7 for me.
Damn.
But that's fine. I've still got Wang dads, so.
There you go.
It's all good. It's all good. Exactly. I got the prize of the group. And then some of the others of them are doing music as well. I'm not interested in all of it, but I am some of it. And they've all got their own projects. But if I'm being completely honest, I only followed them for Jackson anyway. So, yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Nice. I mean, not nice that they split, but nice that you're okay with it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I was because I loved their little EP and I'd like, hopefully, I would have loved to have gotten, a sort of brand new full album from them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen, apparently. So.
Yeah, damn.
Hey-ho. More Jackson.
More Jackson for you. Because Magic Man 2 is still coming, right?
Yeah, this year. I had no idea when.
Okay.
He needs to stop going to Paris Fashion Week and all that stuff. And
get in the studio, bitch.
Get himself sorted. I've got a feeling it might be ready. I don't know. But one of the singles from it, Cheetah, which came out last year, I don't know, I feel like another song's going to drop soon.
Okay.
It needs to.
That'll be nice.
It needs to, yeah.
So the only Taylor thing that, disclaimer. I'm not fully clowning. I just think that it's really interesting.
Okay.
And if they are clowning us, I'm drawing up the class action lawsuit papers.
I thought we'd already done that.
Well, you know what? I'm about to sign them. Because okay. I cannot. Okay, so yesterday, which I know you haven't been on TikTok, so you probably haven't seen
the
TikTok.
Oh, I'm completely out the loop now.
I just happened to hop on TikTok because my algorithm now is more like funny skits, Pokemon, and cats. Every once in a while, I'll get a Taylor Swift video, but I try to stay away because, like you said, sometimes it's just a lot.
The DeLulu is a lot.
High. Yeah.
And after having come down from being in a state of DeLulu for 3 months, I need to...
We've got DeLulu detox.
Yes, I'm having a DeLulu detox. And I just can't with the same stuff again and again.
Yeah.
Which leads to nothing.
Yeah. I want this to lead to something so bad. Even made a TikTok about it, but...
we know that it's coming.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We know she's not going to ever... It's not going to ever not happen.
I made a TikTok about this morning because I'm just like, this is really suspicious. So, again, if they're clowning us, I'm signing the paperwork and I'm pushing through the class action lawsuit. But
tell me.
Some of Taylor's friends have all changed their profile pictures on Instagram to black and white.
What?
Channing Tatum, Taylor Lautner, Kelly Teller, Gigi Hadid, Blake Lively, Kelsey Ballerini, her brother Austin, Esty Heim, and her boyfriend Travis Kelsey all changed their profile pictures to black and white yesterday.
Interesting.
Again, I don't want to fully clown because I don't want to be disappointed, but that is weird.
That's weird.
That's really suspicious.
Oh, God. I'm supposed to be off this drug.
But see, my mind goes back to the Empire State Building when they did the whole their black and white thing. And
yeah,
I'm like,
but they're
I've
not...
been down this road, but it's still really weird.
But the Empire State Building aren't connected with her, but her friends are.
And Travis and Austin, that's what really sells it for me. If Blake is doing it, Travis and Austin, I'm like, okay, if y'all are clowning us, I swear to God, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
But so that's the new development. We're getting close to potentially getting an announcement because The Grammys are not next weekend, but the weekend after.
Did you hear about the song being registered as well?
AUA exclamation point.
I don't know, but I heard someone say that this wasn't on TikTok. This was actually a friend. Apparently, there's a new song that's been registered, and it's Max Martin.
Yes. Okay. We can talk about this. It's the same song I'm talking about. So right. Yeah, it's this past week she had registered a new song, and it's titled. It is titled, but it's not like fully titled. So the title of the song is A, letter U, letter A. It's obviously an acronym, but after the second A is an exclamation point.
Oh.
So it's like AUA, exclamation point.
Yeah.
So number one, that's suspicious. Interesting. Number two, yes. What I find most interesting is that, yeah, it's not only registered with Taylor, but also with Max Martin and Shellback. And the reason that I think that's crazy is because Max Martin specifically did not get credited with 1989 Taylor's version.
Right.
Because there was rumors that Max Martin was still sort of affiliated in business with Scooter Braun. And we know how Taylor feels about Scooter.
Mm.
So people were speculating that that's the reason that she didn't give him producer cred, also because he's really expensive, was another rumor. But the fact that this new song is registered with both Max Martin and Shellback, is he back into the fold?
Expensive. She can bloody afford him.
that's what I didn't understand that. They were like, yeah, he has a high price tag. And I'm like, she literally just became a billionaire this year.
Exactly. So, I think she's fine.
But anyway, apparently, I think the Scooter thing was had more credit just because she can afford the price tag. So,
yeah.
But I guess they worked things out. But that's exciting.
Oh, thank goodness, because
I know we need him on rep. I'm so sorry. We need him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jack Antonoff. Like, I love you, but I can't have the Rep Vault tracks just being like Midnight spin-off again.
Yeah, seriously. We love the 1989 Vaults. Y'all know that. But I need Max Martin. Because Max Martin and Shellback gave us some of our in particular favorite songs, like Ready For It, Look What You Made Me Do, I Did Something Bad. I need those type of tracks in the vault.
That's what I need, that energy. That needs to be in the vault. No. I do not need, as I've said, I do not need a rehash of Midnights.
Yeah, seriously.
A reputation. No way.
So, but yeah, there's rumors swirling around that, like, if she wins Album of the Year, she could announce it. I want Midnights to win it, but I kind of want Lana to win it for some reason. I've been listening to Ocean Boulevard, and I want Lana to win it.
I feel like, and I love Midnights,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's better albums.
I think it's going to be Guts or SOS. I think it's going to be Olivia or SZA. I really do.
Yeah, I do. I think so, too. I think maybe SZA, because that was really I mean, I didn't listen to it, but even I'm aware of the impact that it had.
Yeah, same.
Had a massive people. It's still kind of talked about heavily. Yeah. And the fact, like I say, I don't listen to it, but the fact that I'm aware of it still being discussed is usually a big sign, isn't it? That's a main contender, maybe.
But I guess we'll see what happens in these coming weeks, because like 3 days after the Grammys, she's on stage in Tokyo. So
yeah,
February 7th is when Eras Tour starts back up. So
yep.
we're closing in on a potential announcement.
Yeah. I forgot my phone with me. How many weeks away is that?
Today that we're recording is exactly 2 weeks from the Grammys. So we're about 17, 18 days away from Eras Tour starting in current time. By the time this posts, it'll be like a week and 3 days. So we're getting close.
God. Well, I'm just going to like chill for the next 2 weeks because...
I can't get over the friends blacking out their picture. That's fucking weird, but we'll see if anything will come of it.
Okay.
But that's all I got. Should we get to Rose and Blood?
Let's.
Okay. All right. So, last time, what can you say? Levi was in a casual coma.
Mm.
Super casual. Yes.
I'm not laughing at him being in the coma, obviously.
Yeah. Frederick was like, you gotta enter his soul to save him. Let me show you how. Suck my fingy. And then Stella went inside of Levi's soul.
Yeah.
Because how else do you enter someone's soul by sucking the blood off of their finger of their best friend? You know, that's just how it works. So Stella entered Levi's soul. She encountered a younger version of Levi that represents, I guess, the soul version of Levi. Yeah. And he was being haunted by not only his memories, but this physical manifestation of, like, the shadow woman.
Yes.
Who also seemed to sort of be manipulating the apparitions of his memories to, like, come after them and whatever. And Levi dropped the bombshell last chapter that if you're captured here, you won't ever be able to return to your own body. So, yeah. Like, super casual, no risk.
Yeah.
And that's where...
Because she knew this going in.
Yeah, exactly. Glad Frederick, you know, prepped her while she was sucking on his finger, you know.
Well, I mean, true to form of Stella, though, she literally has no questions about it.
This is true. That is fair. All right, so the chapter 7 cover page is, speaking of the shadow woman, that's the only person I can think this to be, because they've got those negative features. Looks like they're licking the blade of an axe in their hands. They look like they're in a nun outfit.
There's a rosary
and, like, the habit and, like, nice little veil detailing. Gorgeous picture. But look at that hand that's not stroking the axe handle is crooked as fuck looking. She's I mean, it's giving Grudge.
Very much so.
It's very that. But we get right into, we pick up immediately where we left off with Levi telling Stella, like, if you get captured by the Shadow Woman, you will never return to your body. And he says, if you're captured here, you won't ever be able to return to your body. It even starts with the same goddamn sentence that we ended with last time. So there you go. And Stella's like, but, and then we see that they're still in, like, the storage room with all, like, the girls that have been crystallized from last time. Little storage room. And is this Stella or is this Levi talking? I really can't tell.
Levi, I think.
Okay. They're, like, sort of peeking out of the door that they're hiding behind. And Levi says, there's no path this way. And the way outside is beyond that door. We need to go that way. And then Stella is thinking, if we go that way, there's a path to get Levi out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love little Levi. He just looks so cute and so proper.
Yeah.
And I just love seeing him in that little... Which, I mean, he's really proper in the present day, too. But I don't know. There's just an innocence to him at in this level that is just nice to see.
Yeah.
So Stella grabs his hand and says, come on. Or is that him? No, I think that's her.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
She says, come on. And she says, there's also a basement, because they look down and it looks like under a rug. So maybe this was Levi, because Levi would have had to know about that, right? I don't know. Whatever.
She says, come on. But then he's saying, oh, but there's another way. There's a basement. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So he lifts up the rug that they're on, and there's, like, this trap door, this little hatch door.
Oh, trap door. Did you have that program over there? Trap door.
No.
Oh, it was so cute.
Never heard of it.
All sorts of things came out of the trap door, all sorts of monsters. It was like a, like, little clay animation thing, and there was this little blob, and it lived in this castle with the trap door, and every time the trap door came open, some new monster came out. It was probably terrifying, but also really cute.
We love trapdoor creatures. Okay. But the most interesting thing about this little trapdoor is it has a name etched into it. Mm-hmm. And Stella reads it, and it says Lucia, which, if you remember, that's the same name that we heard Frederick and Levi talking about. And Frederick had asked Levi, don't you think Stella looks exactly like Lucia?
Yes.
So Stella's like, okay, and she just goes to grab and open up the trapdoor, because ask questions later.
Mm-hmm.
And Levi's like, hold on, as she starts to open it. And he says, tell me your name.
Say my name.
say my name. It's not on the trapdoor, but you will learn more. It's Stella, babe. Say my name. Oh, God. we love Destiny Child's trapdoor.
There's a big smoke monster and we cannot stop.
Yes! Okay! Yes! Oh, that's great. The next single by Destiny's Child, Trapdoor. Oh, God, that's good. She's thinking, I wonder if he'll say it's odd again, because that's what Levi had said when they first met, that she had a weird name.
Yeah. Mm.
And she smiles and says, I'm Stella. And he just sits with her name and says, Stella. And then he smiles and says, that's a beautiful name.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. And her heart goes thump because she's like, and she's thinking, oh, that's
look
what
at
he
his
really
hair
thought.
In this panel.
You know what it reminds me of? I didn't want to say anything, but it reminds me of something that happens in volume 5. That's all I'll
yes.
say.
Yes. Okay, let's not. Okay, yes. Good point.
But isn't that
let's
like crazy going. Foreshadowing? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because anyway, I'd never noticed that when reading. Well, I mean, obviously we wouldn't notice it because it wouldn't have happened, but that's crazy.
Oh my God. Jackson Wang currently has half of his hair blonde white and the other half black. Is he a Rosenblood stan?
He's a Rosenblood. He's a Levi stan.
Now so am I.
So Stella's really. Thinking that's what he really thought, because Levi in the present had told her that's a weird name, but this is basically implying that what he really thought was that it's a beautiful name, but he didn't want to say that, which I okay. think is really sweet.
Yeah.
And she's sort of dazed and got stars thinking about this. And little Levi's like, is something wrong? She's like, no, I'm happy. And he's like, happy? Like, why? Oh, just think it's funny. So then they go down into the trapdoor. Mm-hmm. And because it looks like the next thing we know, they're just click clacking down these cobblestone looking ass stairs.
Yeah, into the darkness below.
Yeah, Levi's leading her into the darkness. And Stella says, it's too dark to see where I'm going. And Levi says, it's dangerous. Hold my hand. It's like, oh, that's sly little Levi. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you need to hold my hand then.
Oh.
So cute. So then Levi's like, because a door is suddenly appears, just like the doors do in Levi's soul, apparently.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, Stella, a door. There's some light coming through. It must lead somewhere bright. And he goes to reach the doorknob, and then he shudders. And he pulls back his hands, and he buries his head in his hands. And Stella's like, what the fuck? And she's like, Levi, what's wrong? And he's still got his head in his hands. He's just like overcome with what seems like fear. He just can't bring himself to go to the door. And finally, he turns away from Stella and just says, nothing, let's go. So do they go through the door? They have to, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they do.
Okay. So they go through the door, and we see a beautiful, bright sky. We see some birds. We see the town. We see the water. And Stella's like, oh, wow, it's a port town. And then Levi says, remember, Levi has always said, that's why I think this next part is interesting. He's always like, there is no exit. There's nowhere to leave. That's what he was saying in the last chapter. But now he says the exit should be in the convent. So clearly he's an unreliable narrator.
Well, yeah, he's obviously trying to avoid
he's scared. Yeah, definitely. So then we see in the distance the convent, and he says, there it is. That's where I was the most human. Mm. So he starts to walk towards it, and Stella's still like, oh my God, a port town! Which I can kind of see, because I guess she's been locked up in the mansion for however the fuck long. And she's like, oh my God, outside parts! but then she's like, oh, Levi, wait up. And she's click-clacking after him. And she's like, hey, wait. And she's running after him. And then she says something very odd. She says, let me see your face. Because I guess he's like, ever since they gone through the door, he hasn't like looked at her.
Mm.
And he just keeps not looking at her. And then I guess he finally does turn to her, and she's like, and her heart starts to go thump again. And she says, Levi, your face. And then it's revealed that the right side of Levi's face is starting to like almost decay.
Mm.
It's like suddenly black, like a huge, deep black bruise sort of thing covering his face. And it doesn't look that bad, but I'm sure it is bad.
Yeah.
And he says, says, "Don't stop, no matter what." And he reaches out to cup both hands on Stella's cheeks. So sweet. And he says, "I'll make sure you can escape at least." And she starts to cry because she's like, "No, we're both getting the fuck out of here."
Mm.
And then he's like, "Have you ever heard of Mr. Licky Lick?" And then he starts to lick her tears.
You ever read Utna?
Yeah. You ever read Utna? And he just laps up her tears. And he says, "Don't cry." And so he hugs Stella. I think that's what's happening.
Mm.
And then he's thinking, "This is not my life." And then he says, "These aren't my memories." And then, correct me if I'm wrong, while little Levi's hugging Stella, there's like present age Levi on the street?
Yeah.
That's what's happening, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we see present day Levi is on the cobblestone near them, and he's got his head in his hands as he's sitting on the ground, knees up to his chest, can't bear it, it seems like. And we see present Levi is like, what the fuck is he doing? Is he shoving?
He's putting his fingers in his throat.
Yeah, it's almost like he's trying. Oh, he is. He's trying to make himself throw up.
He said, "Fingers for dessert."
God. So, yeah, he's trying to make himself throw up. Little Levi is holding Stella. Stella's not seeing this. She's got her head buried in little Levi's shoulder. And then we see that present Levi throws up the crystal candies.
Yeah.
Mm. And then Levi's thinking, who am I?
Yeah.
Mm. Existential. We love a bit of that. So then we cut to the convent. They're like, "Anyway, my present self is throwing up. Let's go, Stella." Just a little bit of trauma, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So they go to the convent and Levi says, "Stay by my side," as they open up the convent doors. And she says, "Okay." And the convent is empty, or so it would seem. And they start walking past the pews of, like, you know, it's very church altar sort of thing. And Stella sees what looks like present day Levi sitting in one of the pews. And I think that they can hear this. They've got to hear this because Stella's looking over as the Levi in the pew is saying, "What is wrong with me? I have no memories of my own. I don't want to eat, but I can't stop."
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts his head in his hands. He says, I just want to be normal. And then, oh, it's not present day Levi. It's another little Levi. That's what it was.
Yeah. It's like they're walking through these difficult memories in order to get out beyond it.
Exactly. It's very Harry Potter, the Pensieve. It's very that. And then we see a nun who looks a lot like the shadow woman that we saw at the start of the chapter.
And Stella.
And looks a lot like Stella, you're right. Comes up to little Levi in the pew and says, "It's all right. Not everyone can make the right decisions." And it's like, okay, sis, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But, and then she says, "From now on, let's build on your memories together." And then Stella's like thinking, oh, and she thinks back to that painting that Levi painted in the present when he painted someone, a woman's face or a woman's outline, but put no features on her face.
Yeah.
And she's thinking, is that the person Levi painted? She does resemble me a bit. And then she flashes back to when one of the many times that Frederick pulled Stella onto his lap. And he said, "After all, you're probably his type," talking about Levi.
Yeah.
And Stella just blurts out to the little Levi next to her, says, "Do you have feelings for her?" And he's like,
"It's not the time to be jealous."
I know, right?
"Is she prettier than me?
Does she love you better? Does she kiss the way that I do?" Yeah, very that. And then Levi just says, "It's not like that with Lucia." So confirmed, the nun is Lucia. And then they're going through a different door. They're leaving this room, but they turn back to see, the other little Levi with Lucia is like grabbing her hands, almost like he's begging for forgiveness for himself. Mm-hmm. And the little Levi with Stella says, "But I think she was really important to me."
Mm.
And so they walk through this door, they go into another room, and Stella's just like, "I see. Sorry for the weird question." God, Stella, I love her. a mess. So they go through the door. Levi gets this look in his eye, which is really kind of scary looking. And he like closes the door and says, "Stella." And then he leans in really close to her, almost like they're going to kiss or something. And he says, "I wouldn't do something like this with Lucia." Okay, Levi.
How old is this young Levi?
I know. You're like 10.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Not appropriate.
Mm-mm. And she's like, "Lee." So she's about to say his name. And look, you can tell he's like on his tippy toes to try to kiss her. Which I think is really cute, even though he shouldn't be kissing her, but that's okay. And then they're in this like long hallway with lots of paintings and mirrors. And Stella starts to hear voices in one of the mirrors.
Yes.
And she looks in and she sees versions of Levi, Frederick, and Lucia inside the mirror.
Yeah, it's not reflecting her back. It's like reflecting the past.
This memory, yeah. And Stella says, "Hey, Levi, there's an illusion inside the mirror." And then it focuses on Lucia, who is smiling and laughing. And Stella's thinking, they seem like they're having fun with Lucia. Uh-oh. Things are about to get turned, I feel like. And so Stella's just enamored with what she's seeing, and little Levi is standing behind her, just letting her watch it, because he's like, I'm good. I lived it. And he says, "Back then, I lived peacefully thanks to her, as if we were humans." And Stella's like, "She sounds wonderful." And then we zoom in on specifically the eye that's like decaying on Levi's face.
Mm.
The dark eye, if you will. And then he's thinking back to what he remembers experiencing about this moment. And I love the way that the author has drawn this, because we see Levi in the illusion. And Lucia comes up to him behind him and says, "Listen." And she's drawn as like negative features. Like her face is black, her hands are black, but her outfit's totally white, even though she's wearing like a traditional black nun outfit.
And I just think so cool. It's the shadow woman taking the form of Lucia.
Oh, okay. I can
tempt,
see that.
To tempt him.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. And she's saying, "Let's stay here forever." And yeah, I think you're right. I think the shadow lady is caught up with them, and she's speaking this into his ear as he's watching Stella watch the illusion.
Yeah, because she knows he doesn't want to, she knows he's about to leave, and she's been like tracking him for a while. And she's like taken on the form of this woman who represented like a good positive time in his past.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially. Right. So, yeah.
Okay. So the shadow woman says, "Look, weren't you happy? You won't have to eat anyone else. Let's live in a world where you'll never starve." And little Levi is like, and I love that image of his eyes, because they're like one dark, one light. Oh, it looks so cool. Almost like the internal struggle within him, darkness and light, and which one is going to win. Beautiful.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
And Levi's thinking, "I won't have to starve?" And the shadow woman's like, "That's right." And she starts to slide her hands along little Levi's. "Don't do it, Levi." "Get out of there."
And he's got like, it's almost like he's receptive to what she's offering, because he's now got like a little bit of smoke and shadow coming out from the cuff of his shirt.
Yeah,
of
it's almost
shirt.
Like his inner darkness is trying to meet hers. It's like, ugh, so good. And then we see inside the illusion, and it looks like, I think this is just little Levi remembering, but we see Levi.
He's suddenly back with the younger versions of Frederick and the rest of them.
And Gilbert. I love Gilbert's haircut.
I can't cope with little Gilbert's bob. It is little adorable.
Gilbert's bob. I know. I love it so much. But Levi is in that moment thinking, "That's right. If I remain here, I won't ever kill anyone again." And that's when we see like butterflies going, and Lucia's laughing, and little Frederick is there looking adorable, and little Gilbert with his bob and his alfalfa cowlick is looking great. And then Levi's like, "Huh? Then why am I trying to escape?" Like, and I love that internal struggle. If this is what I want, then why do I want to leave? Like, what?
I love that there's so many butterflies around as well.
I know, very debut vibes.
No, but because butterflies represent like birth and regrowth and the presence of a loved one that's deceased.
And it reminds me of like butterflies being around for like you said, for like rebirth and stuff like that, because it reminds me of Sailor Moon, Heavy Metal Papillon, and the Soul Graveyard.
Exactly.
So good. So then we see Stella, who is thinking his path wasn't only one of darkness. He was kind to Frederick and Gilbert. And are they looking at Levi? What's happening here? This is kind of confusing. Yeah, she's looking at least one of the versions of Levi. Or no, he's starting to sway and she's looking away from him.
I think she's still looking into the mirror at the memories.
Yeah, that's the tea. And so he's starting to sway, little Levi is, and she's saying, wait, I don't have time to watch this, do I? It's like, no, sis, you gotta get him out of this coma. And so Levi's
being seduced by this shadow woman, and she's flicking through the family photo albums.
She's like, oh my god, look at Gilbert's bob, that's so cute. Anyway, oh my god, the butterflies.
She's like, when we get back, I'm gonna give Gilbert a haircut.
So then all of a sudden there's a thud behind Stella. And Stella's like, huh? And she turns around and Levi's passed out on the goddamn floor. And she's like, Levi! And she goes to help pick him up, and she's smacking his little face. And I think this is Stella who's thinking the shadow spread so quickly, which, I mean, I don't know, she should have been paying attention, not worried about this damn mirror, but that's okay. And then she's smacking him, and he does start to wake up, but she's thinking, is he seeing an illusion? Mm-hmm. And then she's rubbing his face and pulling him close to her, and she's thinking, don't you worry, I won't leave you, I'll get you out of here. It's like, oh, so now you're worried about it. But okay, as long as you're worried about it, I guess. And she says, let's go home together. Okay, Levi, hang on. And it looks like she's trying to help him up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hear, return Levi to me.
Well, there's a figure stood there, isn't there?
There is?
That's the skirt.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was a different panel. But you're right. It is her skirt. I see it now. I'm so sorry, y'all. Oh god, you're totally right. You're totally right. Yes, sorry. Yes, a skirt approaches as we hear, return Levi to me. And Stella's like, and she looks up and she sees Lucia, and she says, you're Lucia. And Lucia's just looking, she looks very plain, in the sense of she doesn't look mad, she doesn't look angry or sad, she just looks very neutral. And Stella says, if you don't let Levi out, you'll break his mind in the outside world. And she says, please help, as Levi's sort of just there. He's he doesn't have his eyes open anymore. He's just kind of limp, a limp noodle. And Lucia says, aren't you mistaken? And Stella's like, huh? And Lucia says, Levi wants to stay here. Here, he doesn't get hungry. No one has to die. And she says, if you truly care for Levi, shouldn't you allow him to sleep here? Why drag him back to the outside world and force him to endure eating innocent humans? And when she says that, we see this image of Levi in the pew, who I guess is trying to atone for his sins, asking for forgiveness. And Stella says, I'm trying to find some other way. And Lucia laughs. She's like, your other way clearly didn't work. And then that's when Lucia suddenly looks very devious. The darkness surrounds Lucia. And she's like, isn't that why he's stuck here now? And Stella says, this is still Lucia. Lucia says, have you thought this through at all? What do you think happiness means for him? You're only satisfying your own needs. And Stella says, that's not... And she sort of grabs at her soul dress, because she's still in the soul dress. And Lucia says, oh, it's not true? Then return him to me. And Stella says, Levi is shy. And Lucia's like, what? She looks kind of surprised by that. She's like, my Levi? She's like, sorry. But we see this image of when Levi came up to Stella in the garden. And Stella says, but he tells me when he's happy, an ordinary life is what brings him joy. I can't let that end here. He told me he wants to find a way to live. Doesn't that show he believes it's still possible?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yeah. And Lucia sort of thinks on this, and almost like she's accepting it, or at least receptive to it.
Mm.
And Stella's thinking, he's desperately reaching out. He wants to change. Isn't that right, Levi? And she's holding little Levi again, cradling him. And she says, wake up, Levi. Don't give up. And then we see little Levi. It's almost like he's in that memory that we saw with Gilbert and Frederick and Lucia inside the mirror. He's like back in that moment.
Oh, the mirror memory. Yes.
The mirror memory. Yeah. And we see him just standing there in like this very picturesque little, it's almost like a park. It's almost like they're in a park or something. And Lucia comes up behind him and says, is something on your mind? And he says, no, I just, is it okay for me to be here? And he's thinking, I feel like I was with someone else, basking in a much warmer light. He's talking about Stella. But Lucia comes up and wraps her arms around little Levi and says, of course it is. And Levi's thinking, it wasn't Lucia. It was someone who laughed more. Someone different. And he sees this image of Stella in the sundress. Or the soul dress. And then we cut back to Stella and Lucia, the real ones. And Lucia says, you really don't understand, do you? And Lucia goes up to this like statue. Let's hope it's a statue and not a crystallized girl. That's holding like a sword, right? Yeah.
Sorry. Holding I had to mute to cough.
She's holding a sword and she's like, this is how he was created. He's incapable of changing. And Stella is still on her knees because she's like trying to tend to Levi. She hasn't stood up yet to defy Lucia. But Stella says, nothing is truly predetermined at birth. And it looks like Lucia like brandishes the sword.
Yeah, she was taking it from the statue.
Yeah, and she's like putting her fingertips to the blade, like as a, I don't know, a show of dominance or something. And she's like, who are you talking about? And Stella's just like, And Lucia says, you talk like you know everything, but what do you even know about him? And Stella says, as she starts to stand up, and Stella says, even if our lives end, I can be with Levi. And Lucia says, you're going to die and leave him behind. So she's basically implying that like Levi can't die by normal means and you're just a human. You will eventually die.
Yeah.
And Stella says, Lucia, have you given up? Which I think is honestly kind of like a boss move for standing in front of a nun with a sword.
Yes.
And Lucia says, what did you just say? She's like, what? And Stella just stands her ground. She's in her soul dress. She's whipping it like she's about to do the photo shoot for Speak Now Taylor's version. Oh. And she says, right this moment, Levi's still fighting. I'll hold out hope until the very end too. And Lucia says, you're sorely mistaken. And she like brandishes the sword, which now looks like a fencing, very Utena vibes this chapter, a fencing sword. And she points it at Stella and says, what Levi seeks is atonement. I've heard him say so many times. He wants forgiveness and rest. And she starts running up on Stella.
Fuck.
I know, it's taking a turn.
She's just read Jury's side story and she's ready to go.
She's like, you know what? I'm pissed now after that. And she runs up on Stella and says, now return him to me. And she slashes the sword at Stella. Stella somehow evades it as she's screaming. And she sort of ends up pinning Stella next to the statue that she took the sword from. And she's just kind of like holding her there. And this is Stella. Stella says, I've learned something from all of you living inside Levi. If I remove the poison causing the hunger, I may be able to change him. And that's when Stella's like goes to hide behind the statue because Lucia's like digging the sword into the statue, trying to get to Stella, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucia says, so what? What will you do? And Stella says, I'm going to help him build his own memories, just like the real Lucia was trying to do. So Stella's like, you're just a shadow bitch. Mm-hmm. And Lucia not liking this.
No.
She, I guess she whips around the statue forgets that she's brandishing a sword and just kicks the shit out of Stella's side.
Those boots, though.
I know, those boots are fierce.
I know. She could kick my head off with them.
I know, honestly, go for it. So she kicks Stella in the side. Stella tumbles to the floor. And Lucia says...
Image of Stella going, oh my god, I love your boots.
Yeah, she tumbles to the floor. Lucia says, I'm sorry, but I need you gone. And that's when Lucia's like, oh yeah, I have a sword. So she has the sword again as Stella's on the ground coughing, trying to catch her breath. And Stella's thinking, I can't dodge. If I do, she'll hit Levi. So she fell, of course, she fell exactly where Levi was. And she's the only thing in between Levi and the sword. Who, Levi is still down for the count, by the way. And so Lucia / the shadow version of Lucia just says, foolish girl, stop protecting Levi so I can kill you. Anyway, she goes to slash the sword, and Stella just stands up and puts her arms out like she's Rose on the goddamn Titanic. And she's like, do it, because she's trying to protect Levi. She's like, do it. As she's thinking, Levi. And then suddenly a hand flies up and grabs the blade of the sword.
Wow.
And we see blood gushing from it because, you know, it just grabbed a moving fucking blade. And Lucia's like, what the fuck? And we see Stella, who's like, huh? Because Stella did not grab the sword. It was Levi. Levi reached up and grabbed the sword, but it's not little Levi anymore. It's grown-up Levi.
Big Levi.
Big Levi. Stella whips her head around. She's like, Levi! And as he's holding on to the blade and we see him, he's fully his normal age. That's where the chapter ends. Cliffhanger.
Love it.
Love it. What a great chapter.
I know.
All right, Marcella, what were your favorite parts?
Oh, just the whole thing. It was just so good. The buildup of it, the going back through his memories, through the trapdoor, all the little teasers that we got with the name on the trapdoor, and then Levi's. Oh, yeah, just blah, 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 blah. Everything. It was perfect. Perfection. And, I mean, I was going to say Frederick. I'm obsessed. Gilbert's Bob.
Gilbert's Bob. Yes, a standout, truly.
Yeah, need to give that a shout out. What about you?
Yeah, just more insight to Levi and his... I love that we're seeing, this version of Levi walking with Stella, but they're also walking into these memories where we also see a version of Levi, too. I just think that's so interesting, and, seeing that darkness encroach upon him is so interesting, and I love, the contrast that the author did with, the intentional, the darkness going up down his hands to meet the shadow woman, and it's just so good. My favorite part, Gilbert's Bob. I mean, I think it's so cute.
Yes.
Can't escape it. It's so good. What a great chapter. I don't remember how this volume ends at all. So it's going to be...
I can't all of a sudden.
To see what happens, because I don't fucking remember.
And I'm not going to flip ahead either, because I want to
be
re-surprised.
Mm-hmm. And I just love seeing little Levi going through these like I shouldn't be here. I thought I was with someone else, someone who was warmer, not Lucia.
Yeah.
And then once he remembers that, he's suddenly big Levi again. It's just perfectly crafted. So good. I just love it so much.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Sailor Manga. You can find me on the internet at JustinGray22 across Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
And you can find us both on Twitter and Instagram at Sailor Manga Pod.
And you can email us at SailorMangaPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to leave a rating and review. Bring other people into the hysteria. Tell your friends. If you have a Taylor Swift fan in your life, you know, they'll at least get something out of this podcast. And if you have a manga friend in your life, they'll at least get something out of this podcast. You know, we're here for the diversity, the versatility. Yeah. But anyway, I guess until next week, we'll get out of here. So we'll just say with the, what is it? With the blood of the rose.
We'll meet you at the close.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
I'm excited to see Taylor at the Chiefs game today.
Are they playing today?
Yep, they're playing the Bills today.
Such a football bro. Where are the Bills from?
That's a great question. Bills NFL. Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Buffalo Bills. Okay.
New York? So there you go, Buffalo Bills.
Loving the carbon emissions. Like, just stay in fucking Kansas.
Honestly, if she doesn't have a vault track called Carbon Emissions, I don't want it.
Yeah.